Today, we're diving deep into the world of technology, exploring the latest from Amazon's tech advancements and strategic investments, Apple's anticipated product updates and challenges, Microsoft's ambitious drive in AI and software development, NVIDIA's significant strides in AI, Reddit's impactful IPO and community discussions, and Elon Musk's innovative ventures from space internet to breakthroughs in neurotechnology. In the latest Amazon news, there's a flurry of developments that highlight the retail giant's expansive tech advancements and strategic investments. Amazon has been busy enhancing its technological capabilities, notably with the update that allows developers to quickly craft agents for Amazon Bedrock via AWS Lambda. This enhancement is bolstered by the introduction of the AWS Lambda Web Adapter, enabling the building of agents that cater to both HTTP and non-HTTP events. On the investment front, Amazon's founder, Jeff Bezos, reaffirms his commitment to innovative ventures by injecting $60 million into alternative meats research, underlining the company's push towards sustainability and cutting-edge technologies. This move aligns with Amazon's financial strategies, as evidenced by a substantial 72% increase in its share value following Astera Labs' successful IPO. Speculation is brewing over Amazon potentially releasing a new color Kindle amidst discussions on the device's relevance. In a move to boost its product range's appeal, the Echo Show 8 now retails at a reduced price of $99.99 following a 50-pound reduction. Amazon SageMaker has made strides in the machine learning domain by enabling asynchronous deployment of transformer models, catering to data modeling and machine learning enthusiasts. The spotlight also shines on Amazon's Big Spring Sale 2024, promising remarkable deals across a broad spectrum of products. Shoppers can anticipate up to $1,850 off on Apple products and accessories, alongside significant discounts on items from Anker, Sony, Meta, Eufy, and Logitech. The sale extends to Amazon's own 43-inch QLED TV, offering up to 42% off, demonstrating the company's commitment to providing value across diverse categories, including tech gadgets, home appliances, gaming accessories, and personal electronics. However, amidst these positive developments, Amazon navigates through regulatory scrutiny. The FCC is investigating the sale of illegal wireless signal jammers, and the company faces fines from a French regulator concerning staff monitoring practices. These challenges underscore the complexities of operating a global retail empire. In summary, Amazon continues to expand its technology infrastructure, delve into sustainable investments, and offer consumers substantial savings through its Big Spring Sale. Yet it must also address regulatory issues. As Amazon evolves, it remains a hub for technological innovation, strategic investment, and thrifty shopping deals, by all while facing the challenges inherent to its substantial market presence. Stay tuned for more updates on Amazon's multifaceted operations. Amid significant developments within Apple, CEO Tim Cook's recent trip to Shanghai has garnered substantial attention, primarily focusing on reviving iPhone sales amid heightened competition from local brands. Concurrently, Apple is poised to refresh its iPad Pro lineup, promising models with reduced bezels, an enhanced M3 chip, a horizontally aligned front-facing camera, MagSafe wireless charging, and an OLED display. Additionally, there's anticipation around the expansion of the Apple Vision Pro headset to Australia and Japan by April or May, an insight gained from observed job listings in these areas. In parallel, Apple's commitment to innovation is evident in its plans to introduce ultra-thin bezel technology in the iPhone 16, aiming to expand display size. This strategy underscores Tim Cook's acknowledgement of China as a pivotal player in Apple's supply chain, suggesting a deepening investment in the region. However, challenges loom with the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, preparing to sue Apple over antitrust violations, accusing it of sustaining iPhone dominance via restrictive practices, a situation exacerbating Apple's challenges, including a significant drop in market value due to regulatory pressures. Further, amid rumors of a 2024 iPad Pro with a matte display mirroring the Apple Studio display, Apple appears set to further solidify its reputation for display superiority. Another noteworthy advancement is the potential integration of Google's Gemini AI on iPhones, a move that could significantly bolster Apple's position in the AI domain, Adding to its innovations, Apple has launched a 16-inch MacBook Pro M2 at $1,999, marking a competitive pricing strategy for its high-end laptops. On the educational front, Apple's technological reach extends to teaching tools, with the Presence Pictures School in Singapore utilizing Apple Vision Pro headsets for instructing children as young as 6 in AR and VR coding, showcasing Apple's impact on education for future technologies. Navigating through these multifaceted challenges and innovations, Apple stands firm in its mission to advance the capabilities of its devices, despite facing a complex array of global challenges and antitrust accusations. This persistent drive underscores the company's dedication to technological evolution and market leadership amidst evolving regulatory and competitive landscapes. In a series of updates signaling its ambitious drive in technology, Microsoft has been at the forefront with a variety of initiatives and product developments. The tech giant has committed to addressing data privacy concerns by resolving issues highlighted by users about the outdated account information in its To-Do app. Continuing its push toward technological innovation, Microsoft aims to empower 100,000 Filipinas with AI knowledge, thereby fostering economic growth and innovation in the Philippines. This initiative is part of a broader effort to position itself as a leader in AI advancements. Microsoft's serious tilt towards AI is further underscored by the appointment of Mustafa Suleiman, co-founder of DeepMind, to lead a new AI division focusing on consumer products and research. This move highlights Microsoft's strategy to leverage AI in redefining both consumer and business software, including the introduction of AI-powered Copilot plugins aimed at enhancing productivity across its Office suite. In the realm of software accessibility, Microsoft has initiated sales for Windows 10, Windows 11, Office, and Visual Studio 2022, with pricing starting as low as $13 through VIP CDK deals. This pricing strategy is poised to change the game for professionals and developers seeking cost-effective software solutions. Further, the launch of the Surface Pro 10 laptop, designed expressly for business users, aligns with Microsoft's focus on catering to the commercial market with superior features and efficiency. The anticipation around new Windows versions persists, with speculation about possible features for Windows 11 24H2 or Windows 12, though the release timeline for Windows 12 remains speculative within the year. Accessories like the new Surface Pro keyboard, featuring a dedicated Copilot key for improved readability and accessibility, illustrate Microsoft's increased emphasis on ergonomic design and AI integration. In financial moves, Microsoft has made a significant $650 million payment to Inflection AI for software licensing, opting for a collaboration over an outright acquisition. However, the tech community has faced challenges with reported issues in March 2024. Windows Server updates leading to domain controller crashes reboots, indicating potential areas of concern for Windows administrators. On the security front, Microsoft has addressed a critical local privilege escalation vulnerability in Microsoft Xbox gaming services, advising users to upgrade to mitigate risks. Through these diverse strategies and updates, Microsoft showcases its broader ambition to lead in business solutions, AI advancements, and next-generation consumer technology, marking a period of dynamic transformation in the tech landscape. In recent NVIDIA news, the tech giant is making significant strides in the artificial intelligence, AI sector, showcasing a palpable momentum towards becoming a leading force in AI technologies. Here's a consolidated overview of the latest developments that highlight NVIDIA's journey. NVIDIA's collaboration with non-tech partners, highlighted by Jim Cramer, has led to a notable increase in their partners' stocks, propelled by innovative AI applications. The company has embarked on an educational initiative with L&T Technology Services, aiming to train 1,000 engineers in generative AI using NVIDIA's technologies within the next 3 years. NVIDIA's stock showed resilience, bouncing back with a slight increase after an initial drop, buoyed by the CEO's optimism about capturing a significant share of data center spending. Insights from the NVIDIA GTC conference revealed how chief information officers are deploying generative AI across various sectors to boost productivity, signaling a widespread adoption of NVIDIA's AI tools. Through partnerships with NetApp and Red Hat, NVIDIA is enhancing data security for AI applications in hybrid multi-cloud environments and developing a more efficient Linux driver for its GPUs using Rust, respectively. NVIDIA's commitment to environmental sustainability was evident in the unveiling of Earth 2, an AI-based climate initiative, at the Global GTC conference. CEO Jensen Huang articulated an ambitious future vision that includes the advent of AI-generated games by 2030 and the possible emergence of artificial general intelligence within 5 years. Project GR0T was a standout reveal at the GTC 2024 event, marking NVIDIA's foray into accelerating humanoid robot development with a new AI platform. Collaborations with industry leaders, including Checkpoint, Red Hat, and Ubisoft, underscore NVIDIA's efforts to revolutionize AI in security infrastructure, software development, and gaming. The introduction of breakthrough products like the Blackwell GPUs and tools for AI in game development underscores NVIDIA's drive to redefine gaming experiences and its commitment to climate action with Earth 2 AI. NVIDIA is extending its influence beyond technological innovations, hosting key AI conferences and forging partnerships across diverse sectors from healthcare to finance, aiming to enhance AI applications. NVIDIA's strategic realignment to maximize its GPU technology for AI applications marks a pivotal chapter in its evolution. The company is not only enhancing data center capabilities, but is also pioneering in healthcare AI and transforming gaming with AI-driven tools. As NVIDIA continues its journey, it stands at the forefront of reshaping the technological landscape, promising an intriguing future in AI and gaming innovations. Stay connected for more updates from NVIDIA. In the latest news from Reddit, the social media giant made headlines by going public on the New York Stock Exchange, launching its shares at $34 in a move that's been celebrated as the most significant social media IPO in years. This decision pegs the company's valuation at an impressive $6.4 billion, igniting a wave of enthusiasm and speculation among investors and technology enthusiasts. However, the journey to its initial public offering, IPO, encountered challenges, notably scrutiny from the Federal Trade Commission concerning its AI data practices, particularly with an upcoming Google deal, emphasizing the growing concerns over data privacy and usage in the tech industry. Simultaneously, Reddit's diverse and rich content continues to be a goldmine for developers, tech enthusiasts, and gamers alike. From intricate discussions on CSS tricks for flex items and reverse engineering to weekly roundups of favorite games and programming tips, including fetching data with React's useEffect hook and managing large images for improved performance, the platform thrives as a community for sharing knowledge and solving common tech challenges. Additionally, the excitement extends to security enhancements in USB drives, starting with React in 2024, and the latest in web development frameworks like Next.js, showcasing the breadth of technical discourse available. Following its IPO, Reddit's stock performance exceeded expectations, with shares surging nearly 70% on the first day, significantly benefiting the parent company of Condé Nast. This remarkable debut not only enriched Reddit's executives and employees, but also reignited the interest in tech IPOs more broadly, as it embraces its new status as a public entity, amid the debates over data practices and keen interest from the cryptocurrency community regarding the flippening. Reddit remains a pivotal platform for vibrant discussions, troubleshooting, and the exchange of innovative ideas across myriad subjects. We will continue to provide updates on Reddit's evolving role in the dynamic landscape of social media and technology, highlighting its impact on the sector and its ever-growing community. In the latest developments from Elon Musk's innovative ventures, a significant breakthrough has been made by Neuralink, his neurotechnology company. A groundbreaking achievement was reported as a quadriplegic patient successfully played chess on a computer using merely his thoughts, facilitated by a Neuralink chip implanted in his brain. This notable advancement not only underscored the transformative potential of brain-computer interface technology in empowering individuals with paralysis to control digital devices through thought alone, but also indicated its capability to enable participation in complex tasks like playing video games. Despite facing initial hurdles, the technology's application has been positively received, marking a pivotal step in its evolution and broadening its usage to include intricate activities such as chess, further evidencing Neuralink's triumph in thought-driven control. In parallel, Musk's space venture, Starlink, has recently launched its services in Argentina, garnering support from the local government. Meanwhile, Musk has been vocal about his criticisms of Google's search algorithms and has stirred discussions with his social media platform, X's decision to suspend accounts linked to the exposure of a neo-Nazi cartoonist's identity. Concerns regarding Tesla's Cybertruck design have been addressed amidst Musk announcing Neuralink's ambitious projects aimed at restoring vision and exploring the possibilities of telepathic communication. Adding to Tesla's innovative streak, a complimentary trial of its full self-driving technology is now available to U.S. owners, despite facing legal and regulatory challenges. Across his portfolio, from neural technologies and space internet to electric vehicles, Musk continues to challenge the limits of current technology and foster innovation, illustrating a relentless pursuit of revolutionizing various industry sectors. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Don't forget to catch our next technology episode dropping weekly for more fascinating insights.